take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Nemi.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Submit to the site the things that you find interesting. Maybe it's a news item, maybe a blog post, maybe something you found outrageous or funny, YouTube video, whatever you want. You submit it over at freetalklive.com. It appears on our site. We'll be subject to your votes, meaning listeners like you get to vote on what other listeners submit to the site. And then ultimately, we'll figure out what you think is interesting. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. A lot of times, the stuff you'll hear us talk about on the airwaves, we saw first, thanks to you, at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, Nemi. We'll go right to Christian to start things out, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Christian.
Hey, Ian. How's it going, buddy?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, Ian, you told me to call back after I shared a story with you a couple of months ago about a coworker who was detained and had to go to court regarding a spring-loaded BB pistol. You recall that?
Give me a recap, because I'm sure listeners are tuned in who don't recall at all. What happened there?
Long story short, a friend and coworker of mine was at his apartment, and a raccoon had been previously getting into their trash, making a mess. So my friend had gone outside with a BB pistol to, you know, shoot at this raccoon to stop it from tearing up his garbage. A police officer happened to be going by, saw him with a pistol, detained him. You know, threw him in the back of the squad car and said, hey, look, you know, be honest with me, what's going on? My friend had no reason to, you know, sure, just the police just want to know what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. So he told him exactly what's going on. The cop's like, hey, don't worry about it. You know, nothing's going to come of this, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, while he's cuffed in the back of a cruiser. Oh, yeah, there's nothing to worry about there, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, not only did they, you know, they kept his BB gun, and he had told me about it the next day at work, and he's like, look, I'm just glad it's over. It was a $25 BB gun. It's not a big deal. The cop said nothing's going to come of this. Well, 2 weeks later, he gets a subpoena that he's being charged with possession or brandishing a deadly weapon. And then they also,
what? Lord.
Yes, a deadly weapon.
And, how many people have been killed by BB guns?
Wow, it's astronomical, probably. But
Shoot yourself in the eyeball?
That's still not going to kill you. I mean, probably not.
Well, your eye out.
Well, you know, I had told you about that, and you had told me to call back with an update. He had his day in court yesterday.
Now, wait. And, before you go to the day in court, what is this? Is this a felony? Is this a misdemeanor?
Well, you know, I'm really not sure. I hate to speak about that. I'm really not sure.
All right. Well, anyway,
New Hampshire, it's a felony.
Wow.
And, well,
to brandish a BB gun?
To brandish a weapon. That's under the criminal threatening statute.
And is a BB gun considered a weapon?
I don't know if it's considered a deadly weapon. Mm-hmm. I would imagine probably so.
It's outrageous.
But that's speculation. But I do know that the criminal threatening charge for brandishing.
But he wasn't threatening anyone with it. He was aiming at what was it? A raccoon? You say?
Yep.
A raccoon, and he happened to be walking around, saw the police officer. The police officer came over to him, drew his weapon. You know, hey, what's going on? And Chet's like, hey, you know, it's no big deal, you know. So
all right. So he went to court. Meaning, does that mean he wasn't pleading guilty?
Oh, no, he pled not guilty, and of course the prosecutor said, you know, hey, this is just a $500 fine. You know, pay this fine and it'll go away. And he's like, well, I'm not guilty of anything, so I want my day in court.
Good for him.
So he goes to court, he pleads his case, tries to get the judge to throw it out, presents to the judge the fact that this is not a CO2 loaded, you know, it is a spring loaded BB pistol.
So even like the weakest kind of BB gun you could possibly have.
Absolutely.
Okay.
From what I understand, I don't know if it's the town or that particular county, but they have a law in the books about a type of firearm. And this BB pistol clearly does not meet the criteria. He presented that to the judge, and the judge responded with, well, I'm certain when they wrote this law, they meant to include BB pistols.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
I'm dumbfounded.
Your interpretation does not matter one whit. All that matters is what the man in the robe thinks.
So is he appealing?
Wait. Was he found guilty?
He was found, I believe, not guilty, but he wasn't innocent either. Basically, he's getting 6 months probation. That's essentially what
he must have been found guilty. I mean,
yeah.
You're either found guilty or not.
Well,
or
they're
destroying the weapon.
They're destroying the weapon.
They're destroying
raccoons everywhere can rejoice and eat all the trash they want. My question is your friend appealing?
You know, that's a great question. Again, he told me this at work in passing, but the long and short of it is that he's on a six-month probation, and of course they assure him that, you know, if nothing, you know, if you don't get a speeding ticket and everything's fine over the next 6 months, you don't have anything to worry about. And I told him, I said, you know, this is also the same individual that told you 2 months ago that when you're in the back of a squad car that nothing's going to come of this.
Yep. Cops are able to legally tell lies. They cannot be held accountable for telling lies to people. If they lie to you and they get you to admit to some sort of so-called non-crime, then you'll be charged with a crime, and they won't be charged for lying to you about it. So don't ever believe the police when they say things to you, especially when they're saying things to you like, hey, man, just be honest. We're just here to help you. We're going to help you out. Just tell us what happened. So, you know, I don't know what the process is like, Nemi, to appeal in West Virginia, but in a lot of places you have to pay for an appeal. Mm-hmm. You think you have a right to an appeal? Oh, no. You've got a right to pay for the appeal. And if you don't have $250 or whatever the arbitrary amount is that they want to extract from you, then you're SOL.
Well, you can also file a motion to waive the filing fee.
If you're willing to submit a very invasive financial affidavit.
Thank you.
Which gets into all kinds of different areas about your financial life and habits.
Right.
It's outrageous. Christian, I'm glad you called to share the remainder of that story with us. Any thoughts you want to share about it? Anything else?
No. I enjoy the show, and all I can say is I guess we're living in the police state, guys.
Yeah, man. When you can't even shoot a BB gun in your own yard was it in the yard or the business? I forget. Where was he at the time?
It was an apartment complex where he lives.
Okay, so you can't shoot a BB gun at a rabid animal or something like that. It's crazy. And there's no shortage to the insanity of this police state. They will do anything. I thank you for the call tonight, Christian. Appreciate the story. There's another story here out of Tennessee where apparently the cops raided a massage parlor. And, you know, they got the SWAT team out for this. They got the black clad mask, the face mask, and the... you know, the militarized helmets, the camouflage. Stories from PoliceStateUSA.com, Lebanon, Tennessee. After 6 months of resource-devouring investigations, a paramilitary raid was performed on a Korean massage parlor to search for evidence of customers enjoying their services a little too much. Police have been working since around March to find a way to lock up the workers at the Lee Spa, whom they suggest of selling sexual favors. Yes, prostitution, the world's oldest profession, is still rigorously prosecuted in Tennessee. While investigating the spa, police detected hint words on the business's social media sites, such as references to special treats, reported the Lebanon Democrat. They build up their body of evidence and procured a search warrant with the hopes of shutting down the spa, evidently finding no threat too menial. Lebanon deployed its SWAT team to raid the store. September 20th at around 6 o'clock, a team of mask-wearing soldier wannabes, led by a guy with a ballistic shield, made a dynamic entry into the spa to try to find evidence of the unauthorized happy endings. The raid was a joint operation between local, state, and federal enforcement agencies. They brought the feds in to raid a Jack Shack.
Oh, man.
And to think that the politicians claim there's no room for government cuts in the face of the annual federal budget crisis. But the raiders are at least partially self-funded through the assets that they steal. The cops walked away with a cool $4,700 in cash that they seized from the business, according to the Wilson Post, and no conviction is necessary for the police to grab loot from suspects of vice crime. As is typical with civil asset forfeitures, the accused parties now face the task of defending themselves in expensive legal battles without being able to use their own money. The raid resulted in three women in their 50s being charged with prostitution-related offenses. One was charged with, believe this or not, massage of an erogenous zone.
Oh, boy.
There is a crime called massage of an erogenous zone. Is it also a crime to massage my own erogenous zone?
I don't want to talk about your erogenous zone.
Or is it only a crime when someone else does it for money? 855-450-FREE.
Oh,
how ridiculous can it get? Apparently, there's more. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are. But how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses?
MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Really? Are there people out there who think that a spa, in this case, maybe it was a Jack Shack, whatever, that this place should be raided? There's a police raid with some guy with a battle, you know, guys with battle helmets, Kevlar vests, even one guy with a shield, like a full-on body shield, standard kind of SWAT team gear. These guys actually went in to a massage parlor like this in Tennessee. This is Lebanon, Tennessee, where it happened. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you actually believe that this should have happened. 855-450-FREE. But what do these cops tell themselves? Is this a proud moment for them, arresting 350 women in their 50s for providing massages to erogenous zones?
We got granny.
This is one of the crimes.
We are safer now.
So you can share your thoughts. 855-453. We're going to go back to your phone calls, and you can bring up anything that you want. And by the way, you can also check out the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast, a call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can visit their YouTube channel and watch their controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario and following that follows the overnight disappearance of government. The ending will shock you. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and also check out Free Talk Live's mobile site at m.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jericho. He's listening also to Charleston, West Virginia's WBTS. Hey, Jericho.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I heard your whole conversation with the guy about the BB pistol, and
yeah,
you're not going to believe this one. And talk about police state, this is like the extreme. Anyway, there's a kid in Virginia Beach. Now, everybody knows how hard up schools are about guns now. You got kids in kindergarten in Maryland eating a Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun, so he gets suspended, and, you know, you put your forefinger and your thumb up, you're getting suspended. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, you know, BB guns... Yeah, you're right. They're not going to kill you, but they're not designed to shoot people with. But airsoft
or raccoons,
guns,
for that matter, actually.
If you're familiar with airsoft, they're designed to shoot each other with, to play games. I mean, they're very non-lethal. There's a little boy, I forget what grade he was in, I think maybe fifth grade, and he's in his yard, okay, which happens to be his bus stop. But he's in his yard with some other kids waiting for the bus. They're playing with airsoft guns. The school board found out. And he's getting suspended, and possibly it's going before the school board. He's possibly going to get suspended for the whole, expelled for the whole school year.
Oh,
because
man.
He's playing with an airsoft gun in his own yard. I mean, these people, even your local school boards, think they are such gods now. I mean, you talk about police state, you can't do what you want in your own yard. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, well, right, and the school is supposed to have jurisdiction over the school and maybe the bus... But to say that their jurisdiction should extend out to what the youngster does on his own free time is outrageous.
And you said this kid's a fifth grader?
I believe he was, I forget the exact detail, but I believe it was a fifth grader, yeah.
And times are changing, because when I was in fifth grade, I did a history presentation in my class where I actually made ammunition. So,
wow.
I mean, yeah, so times are changing.
Times are changing. My parents, my father and uncle, etc., they went to school with guns. They had shooting competitions in school, and they took guns to school with them, on the school
bus. I was on the rifle team in high school.
Recently, here in Keene, New Hampshire, they freaked out when some guy, this was last year, some guy had an argument with his girlfriend, and they were in the vicinity of the high school, or a middle school, or whatever, and anyway, they were in the vicinity of a school, and so this guy has this argument. He storms out of the house with a gun.
That's right.
And they literally shut down the schools. They had helicopters flying around looking for this guy. They called in, and this is in New Hampshire where guns are pretty plentiful. They called in like every state trooper that was on duty from all the surrounding counties. These cops were crawling everywhere. That, you know, there was constant coverage on the radio in town that of this was going on. The guy had never threatened anybody. He never said, "I'm going to shoot the school up." And he just left an argument with his girlfriend. And someone saw him walking into the woods. And here's the killer. The guy actually turned himself in after several hours, and he walked across the entire city of Keene to do it. He walked from where he left his girlfriend's house once he heard from, you know, the coverage or whatever that they were looking for him. He walked all the way across the city to the police department, and not one cop that was swarming around saw the guy. They didn't catch him. Right. He turned himself in.
You said something about these guys busting the massage parlor, and they come in with all their SWAT gear. And what you're talking about now, both these instances remind me of something that happened in Winchester, Virginia. It's a small, very small city. I mean, it's a city, not a town, but very small. Mm-hmm. But there was a guy, he wasn't threatening to hurt anybody. He was threatening suicide. So the police were called in, and they all show up in their SWAT gear. And, you know, I forget what the trucks they call them. I remember you guys talking a couple weeks ago about
that.
Yeah, they show up in these, you know, trucks, and they're all swatted out because the guy's going to commit suicide. These guys get their kicks off of all their gear and off of all their little power trips.
It's so sad. That's happened several times here, too.
Their thumb on you.
Well, right. I mean, how often do the boys there in, you know, whatever town get the gear out? You know, how often do they get to gear up?
Exactly.
So any chance they get it, they get all jazzed up about it.
Yeah, I mean, you spent the taxpayer dollars to get them, so you got to play with your toys. And it's just a bunch of, you know, bunch of overgrown babies.
That's all it is. What do they tell themselves when they're doing this stuff? I mean,
well,
how do you sleep at night?
Raids. I mean, how do you do a drug raid as a police officer? How do you do a drug raid when every statistic in the world shows you're wrong? When everything you can look
for
at
the children.
Shows you're not doing a good job, and it's for all the, how do you do a drug raid and feel like you help society?
You know, it's that is easy enough to answer because I've been interacting with some of the locals on the issue of prohibition recently, and just. You know, the level of cognitive dissonance when it comes to this particular issue is so high because people, it's a very emotional issue for people, especially if they've had somebody in their family has had a drug addiction problem. They just believe they can solve their problems with violence. And they really believe that there's something compassionate about threatening people and putting them in a prison cell. And they get offended at the idea that you would suggest that actually that's not compassionate. That's using force on people. And it's not compassionate to use force against somebody who hasn't used force against you. But they don't understand these things. They're just ideas that are too difficult for them.
And see, I always like to use real statistics. If you can look up, any idiot can go on the internet and look up government death statistics, and it shows you who died of what, all the way down the list. Illegal drugs are at the bottom. Okay, here's something that hits home for me, is diabetes. My mother passed away, and the best thing you could say was diabetes, all these other complications because of that. But she died at 61 years old from diabetes. 600 people a day die from diabetes. Okay? Now, I'm not saying you need to go out and pass prohibition laws against Twinkies, because, you know, bottom line, they don't have their any business having their nose in that either. But the fact of the matter is, if they were smart, wouldn't you think they'd be attacking the worst problem first? I mean,
it's probably a lot harder to find Twinkies than marijuana.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just making a point. Is what I'm saying is they claim it's for compassion, they claim they're helping society, then why aren't you going after what kills the most people first?
Well, Jerry New York is certainly trying to by banning sugar in large drinks.
Oh, exactly. And you saw where that got Bloomberg.
Yeah. Jericho, thanks for your call, man. I do appreciate the thoughts tonight and the story. 855-450-FREE. I actually had the story about the Virginia Beach Boy here, and maybe we'll give you a little bit more information about that, how he has been suspended through the end of the school year, apparently, for playing with airsoft guns on private property. Share more details on that with you, and you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. Also, still interested in hearing from you if you think that the police should be raiding massage parlors. It's Free Talk Live. Surely there's somebody out there.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Whether you want to talk about Robin Hooding, court experiences, the raid on a massage parlor, an armed raid with a complete with a battle shield, Kevlar helmets, and just all kinds of ridiculousness.
Dangerous grannies.
Yeah, busting 50-year-old women for rubbing erogenous zones. Massaging people who've consensually paid to be massaged. Who cares what they do with their hands? It's none of your damn business, cops! Anyway, that's one of the things that's on the table. Also, the story in Virginia Beach about the seventh graders that have been suspended. And I guess they're lucky they didn't end up with a jail sentence. Things haven't gone that far, but well, I guess it would depend on
which
school system.
Right.
In this case, it's Virginia Beach, WAVY, reporting on the seventh graders who have been suspended through the end of the year. I mean, school just started. They've been suspended all the way through June for having airsoft guns on private property. Now, they were waiting for the school bus or something like that at the time. We'll get into some of the details if we get the chance. Also, blockchain.info, it's your online Bitcoin wallet, and it's great. Blockchain.info, it's free. So if you don't yet have a Bitcoin wallet, you can go and get one. Maybe you already have a Bitcoin wallet. Maybe you're like me. You've been involved in Bitcoin for a little while. You've got one of the Bitcoin clients on your computer, the official Bitcoin client. Oh, man, that thing is a hassle. It takes up a lot of space. The blockchain wallet takes up zero space on your computer. And it's an online wallet, but it's encrypted at blockchain. So blockchain does not have the keys. You unencrypt the wallet in the browser. Your wallet is encrypted and unencrypted in your browser. It's not done on the server side. They don't have that information. They can't access your wallet. You can access it from your Android phone or your iPhone. You can get it through your web browser. It's an awesome product, and it's free. So go get your Bitcoin wallet for free today at blockchain.info. That's blockchain.info. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Your thoughts. Chris is listening to KOMY on the West Coast in Santa Cruz. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir.
I'm just calling in a reference to the last caller was mentioning, you know, how can cops go through with these drug raids knowing that all the statistics are against them. And he was just mentioning statistics about how drugs are not especially lethal. And that's an interesting set of statistics in and of itself, but there's another I think, a little bit more interesting. Mm-hmm. I think the field of social research, the field of criminology, is kind of notoriously ambiguous about interesting social policy issues and how they correlate to increased violent crime. Even, and I know libertarians, and I'm a libertarian, and I support total gun freedom, but the literature on the relationship between gun prevalence and crime, I think, is on our side, but it is a bit ambiguous in a lot of ways. I don't think that's a good case for prohibiting gun ownership, but there's one notable exception, and that is there's just about every study that has tried to investigate the effect of drug prohibition on violent crime has concluded that it's causally related, that the prohibition of drugs is a hugely, is a huge determinant factor in causing violent crime. And they don't just investigate the laws themselves. They investigate enforcement intensity. So that even if the laws don't change, if police departments up the intensity of enforcement, violent crime is caused to go up. And there's
It's true. And one of the reasons, if I might suggest one of the reasons for that, for instance, there are countries where drugs are punishable by death. And in those places, like if you're selling drugs, you're punished by death. In those places, you end up finding out that the people who are doing the selling of the drugs are the most dangerous criminals you can imagine. It's no longer, the long-haired hippie guy that's just selling some weed to try to cover his own habits. But if you're going to risk death, you better be a hardcore MF-er in order to be able to take that kind of risk.
If you put a person in a position to have everything to lose, then don't be surprised if they're willing to do some pretty terrifying things. I mean, Scarface depicts that pretty horrifically, but there's a lot of accuracy there, I think. It's it's no surprise to me reading about this, but I was reading some articles just about the whole field of criminology and how across the field there aren't very many clear-cut cases where the literature shows unambiguously that this or that social policy issue causes higher or lower crime. But this is one big area that's neglected by everyone pretty much except for libertarians and some economists, because the argument for why drug prohibition would cause violence is alien to most people who don't understand economic reasoning and spontaneous order arguments that are fairly common to people on the libertarian.
Well, right, and the people who support drug prohibition don't want to understand anything that could contradict their opinion. And their opinion is that they want to do anything possible to stop people from using these drugs, especially the children. And so anything is acceptable as long as they believe that they're having an effect. So here in Keene, New Hampshire, last week...
Think of the children.
Right. Well, that's what they're saying. And here in Keene, New Hampshire, last week, they passed 15-0 a ban on synthetic drugs in town. And, of course, the children was the reason for it. And not one counselor voted against it. It didn't matter what logic that was put forth, what factual information was put forth, and what persuasive points were made. None of it matters, because everybody's got the emotional idea that, well, the children are in danger, and if we can stop just one person from getting these drugs by banning them from store shelves and banning the possession of them, then we're going to do it. It doesn't matter all the evidence about prohibition and how it fails and how it creates unintended consequences that are worse than the consequences of the drug addictions themselves. Nope, none of that matters. We, in Keene, New Hampshire, will be able to prosecute the war on drugs correctly. We will make prohibition work this time. I mean, the hubris is ridiculous. It's outrageous.
Just need the right people. Just need the right people doing the regulating.
Chris, good call tonight. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ronald is also listening to KOMY in Santa Cruz. Hello, Ronald.
Yes, hi. Can I just understand something first? Are you guys in New Hampshire right now? And is that where you broadcast from?
That's right. We're in Keene, New Hampshire.
And is the lady there, the woman, is she an attorney?
No.
Okay. I'm wondering, do you have these massage parlors there? We have them in California, too. And I'm wondering, I'm just going to put this out, even if we're not attorneys. Do you think someone could make the argument that all these massaging erogenous zones, all this forbidden, you're not allowed to pay for sexual favors, could you make the argument this should be a separation of church and state, because all those things that say that those are bad areas, isn't that mainly religious
That's an interesting argument. We don't have parlors here, per se.
Well, this was advertised as a spa.
Right. It is. We call them spas here. I don't know. And I was thinking, actually, you know, aren't there there are people who call the butt an erogenous zone, right?
I
don't know.
I don't know if that's what the law would say.
Right. So in here in New Hampshire, there's rules regarding genitalia. We've had folks arrested, ladies arrested for being topless, only to be released and the charges dropped because breasts are not genitalia.
That's right.
Under New Hampshire law.
They're not reproductive organs.
Right. So all of the reproductive organs for a female are inside, so technically you can't be charged with indecent exposure as a woman.
If you're a female.
If you're a woman.
Yeah.
Or you're out doing some really funky stuff on Central Square, I guess. I don't know. But
I happen to like going to beauty shops and getting, you know, facial cleanses, you know, cold things on you, cold cream, and I find that tremendously relaxing and wonderful, and that's fully practiced and above board. But I wonder, would women, and this is my specific question, I can't say you can answer for all women, but do you think women could potentially get behind a movement to be able to go, say a woman has a lot of money, say she's, you know, in her 40s and she has money, to be able to go to have a man pleasure her in whatever way she would want? And could women be the breakthrough in breaking down these old...
It's an interesting question.
I don't think women have to pay for sex.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The point is you're not paying for sex. You're paying for the ability to leave or have the person... with no strings.
Right.
I think it's an interesting question, Ronald, and thank you for making that call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Got some gears turning there.
I'm paying you to leave.
855-453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. You don't have to make breakfast.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We still have enough time for you and your thoughts if you get on the lines now, 855-450-FREE. If you don't get on tonight, well, get on tomorrow, because we do the show live 7 nights per week. And, of course, you can listen live any old time you want, or listen later through the live streams, which we have over at freetalklive.com. Got great radio stations on board with the show as well. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, I would recommend that you shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You may enter the various different stores that you'll see there. There's Amazon. And there's Newegg, and there's a few other options there as well. You shop through Amazon or Newegg there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, Free Talk Live will get a cut when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and the fun. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by the Keenvention. Keenvention coming up in about a month, actually. It's going to be here before you know it. And I've never organized a convention before, and I'm pretty much organizing this one, so...
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect as far as turnout.
I don't think I've ever been a panelist before either.
Are you panelizing?
I am on the Natives panel.
The Native panel. Okay, great. Well, that's good to know. We're actually combining the Native panel with the Old School Movers panel.
Oh, awesome.
So now it'll just be Old School New Hampshire, basically.
Very
People who've been here for a while and who have some perspective on some of the things that have been going on.
So are those pre-staters, or are they early movers?
Both.
Very good.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. It'll be intimate. Meaning,
oh, fantastic. My favorite.
Intimate meaning it's nowhere near going to be as packed as like a Liberty Forum or something like that. So I think it'll give an interesting flavor to the event. It's a convention. For those that don't know, there are a couple of different things that the Free State Project puts on here in New Hampshire as to kind of to showcase some of the activism that happens here. The Free State Project puts on the Liberty Forum, which happens during the wintertime, which is a great event. And look, I'm not putting the Keenvention on to try to detract from the other two events the Free State Project does. I think it hopefully will add to them. The winter event is the Liberty Forum. It's an in-hotel convention. There's usually like 500 people that attend the Liberty Forum. It's a big deal, and it's a lot of fun. They always have great speakers, and it's a great group of folks. Would highly recommend you don't miss that. In fact, I'm sure we're going to start talking about the dates for that and the details for it here in due time on Free Talk Live, because it'll be coming up soon. And then there's the summertime get-together, which isn't really a convention as much as it is a camping festival, which is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So you got a winter event, you got a summer event. Seemed to me, no-brainer, New Hampshire, fall.
It's gorgeous up here. It's already gorgeous up here.
Yeah, it's good. Well, the thing with the Keenvention is I scheduled it for basically after the peak, unfortunately, in fall, because if you want to schedule it during the peak, you're going to be paying $200 a night for a hotel, if not $250. And I wanted to make sure Keenvention would be affordable. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be the most affordable Liberty Convention out there. And I also wanted it to be one that focuses on activism. Now, that's not to say that there's not some focus on activism at these other conventions, but at the other Liberty conventions, there's a lot of big-name speakers that they, you know, pay money to come in and speak, like Lou Rockwell. I don't know if they paid Lou, but I'm just giving you examples of some of the people that, at the very least, they're probably paying for their hotel room or maybe covering their travel expenses to come and speak at these events. That's expensive. So, you know, those costs have to get built into the cost of the ticket. Keenvention.info is where you can go to learn more about the Keenvention. I can break the news now, I think, that our third speaker, we're going to have at least one kind of keynote speaker every single day of the convention. It's a whole weekend, so it's Friday through Sunday. And we've already got JJ announced. He used to be on the show as a co-host. He's now heading up Free State Now. He's taken over the operation of the Quill, which is an activist club in Manchester. So we're going to hear from JJ as far as, you know, what are some of the things that he's doing. How's the Free State Now project coming along? Carla, the president of the Free State Project, is our other speaker. She is going to be speaking about the state of the Free State Project. I don't know if the state is the right word for that, but, you know, it's her first kind
condition.
Of Free State Project address, I guess you could say. So that's going to be exciting. We'd announced them a while back, but now our third and the final speaker of the event is going to be Brian Tam. Now, you probably don't know Brian.
I don't.
Unless you've been to jail in Cheshire County in the last 3.5 years.
Right on. Awesome.
Brian Tam is a former Cheshire County House of Corrections jail guard who has left his position at the jail, has come out in favor of liberty, and if you're at the Keenvention, you will get to see him speak on the final day.
Awesome.
So I think that's going to be
great
pretty
news.
Cool.
Right on.
Right? So somebody who's not somebody who's brand new, basically, to the liberty movement and has had an interesting position from which to share his experience. So there's those are some of the individual speakers. We also, of course, have panel discussions. You will be part of one of those, Nemi, and you can get the full list of those panels. We still have one more or two more to announce, so there's still some announcements coming. Coming out with the Keenvention Facebook page, of course, the Keenvention website, keenvention.info. Go there, learn more, and we'll see you in Keene November 1st through the 3rd. And, of course, there's hotel discounts, and the tickets are $50. So you get for the whole weekend, you get in for $50. All right, let's go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We have Randy in Nashville, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Randy.
Yeah,
Randy in Nashville. Hello there.
Yeah, earlier you guys were talking about the raid that happened in Lebanon on the massage parlor.
Yes.
Well, it really doesn't surprise me because Tennessee is an anti-freedom state. We have TSA that patrols our highways, believe it or not, and lemonade stands, street vendors, they're constantly being arrested for not having a business permit. And just a few weeks ago, there's a really famous restaurant around here. It's called the Family Wash, and they were raided same style with AR-15 shotguns, all because they had high content beer that they were selling, and they weren't sure if they had the proper licenses, which did. And all they got was a simple apology. But here's the thing: they raided.
Wow, I'm surprised they got an apology. But go ahead, sorry.
Well, they raided this restaurant in the middle of a concert. And they lost thousands of dollars worth of business. And going back to the massage parlor, there's an ordinance that kind of ties into it, which I think is pretty sad. There's a city ordinance here in Davidson County that prevents strippers from giving lap dances. This ordinance says that no stripper can have any physical contact whatsoever. So whenever she gives a lap dance, she has to stand in front of you at least 3 feet, and there can be no physical contact. And what this has resulted in, there was a famous strip club. It was called Christie's Cabaret. They pulled in thousands and thousands of dollars every night. They're almost out of business now, and now all these underground sex clubs are popping up everywhere, all thanks to the regulators. It's an unintended consequence that they didn't see coming, but of course, guys like us.
An underground sex club. What goes on there?
All sorts of good stuff.
They're like swinger clubs. I've been hearing about them, and here in the local newspapers, they've actually been talking about it, but they're like these swinger clubs where these people rent out these warehouses, and they basically just meet up and just trade partners and have casual sex. And these things, you know, you really didn't hear about them too much before this ordinance came out. And I think the result of that is that people don't have any legal ways to vent their sexual frustrations. So now they're being forced to go underground.
Yep.
And then now we don't know what they're doing.
Right. And all the while, all those cops, you know, they have their own sexual hang-ups and perversions and, you know, their kinks or whatever, but nobody's, you know, nobody's raiding them. They're not having, you know, listening devices put in their homes. They don't have any issues with that. The cops are some of the, look, I realize I'm generalizing here and it's probably not fair, but my experience with knowing cops is many of them are horn dogs. I mean, just straight up, they're some of the horniest people because in a lot of ways the police will kind of get their kicks through taking things that are legal to the extreme rather than doing things that are illegal. I'm not saying that cops don't do illegal things too, but that just seems to be my experience with knowing some police in the past.
And anyway. I would definitely agree because as an activist myself, I've had a lot of interactions with, you know, police officers and whatnot. And you can really see it on their face whenever they're making an arrest or doing, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, you know, enforcing policy. I believe that they really do get a high off of it,
yes,
of having such a dominion and control over another person's human life. Meanwhile,
absolutely.
Yep, I've seen it myself. Yep.
At 80 to 90% of the public, the sick thing is that 80 to 90% of the public is going to support that police officer and say that his action,
yep,
is legitimate. That's the sad part.
You go no further than Barry Cooper. When we had Barry Cooper on this show, when he was coming out with Never Get Busted, which is a great video series that he did, he used to be a Texas narcotics cop, and he was telling us his story about, you know, when he first started, he would get a rush off of just approaching a car and writing a ticket. But when that rush went away, when he got used to it, he had to start coming up with ways to find that rush,
yep,
of adrenaline again. And one of the things he said he did was he would leave suspects uncuffed on purpose, sit them down by the side of the road so they would get up and run, so he'd have a reason to run after them and tackle them and beat on them. I mean, he straight up admitted it's all about an adrenaline rush. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with LifeWatch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.